This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. Chomp.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition. And yes, we are live here on this Sunday evening. As Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find us always at freetalklive.com for more info. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show that's a little bit different from other talk radio shows. First of all, we're live on a Sunday night. But second of all, you've got the opportunity to call in and bring up any topic that's on your mind. We don't restrict you to only the topic we're talking about, although you can certainly talk about that if you wish. You also have the opportunity to bring up anything that's on your mind. And the way to do that is just call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. One more time, 855-450-3733. Call and bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. You can also use Skype to get in touch with us, and the Skype line is lrn.fm. That's our name on Skype. All right, gentlemen. Are you guys ready to start? I have something that I definitely want to talk about with you, and that is the topic of drones, something that's very interesting to those who value freedom, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is coming from Forbes. It's a slightly older article, but recently there's been a lot of movement as far as the legislation that this is talking about. And it's drone users are largely silent regarding FAA rules that may limit flights. Users of consumer drones and model aircraft aren't afraid to share their ideas and imagery in social media, which is true. I mean, lots of people are sharing like drone pictures of their weddings on Google Plus and all that. I've certainly seen that recently. Surprisingly,
yeah, it's a great way to take care of getting those shots, right? It's expensive to get a nice high shot. Sometimes you can get it out of your house.
By shot, you mean picture. Right? Because
yeah.
They're also used for. Bombs,
yeah,
shot,
yeah, drones are good at multiple shots, it seems,
okay.
Sadly. Yeah.
Just to clarify.
If you want a bird's eye view picture of your wedding, and people seem to want every kind of picture of their wedding, so bird's eye is not off the table, then, you know, previously you'd had to get a helicopter and airplane to do it, and that would have been extraordinarily expensive.
Yeah.
Now you can get some, you know, hobbyist with a remote control helicopter who goes up there and takes a little picture.
Absolutely, yeah. There's actually someone that we know here in New Hampshire who has a business where he does aerial photography for real estate using drones that he's engineered himself.
Yeah, he gets some heat for that, too, but I want to talk about this heat first. Surprisingly, though, these users have been largely silent when it comes to protecting their hobby from pending Federal Aviation Administration rules that threaten to curtail many uses of the exciting new devices. Drone users are oftentimes quick to comment when a government official with the FAA or the National Park Service tells them they can't use their cool toy somewhere. Realtors, photographers, and other...
The FAA. Seriously?
They are flying, right?
Okay, that to me, that's kind of like the FAA regulating kites or flying paper airplanes. You know, I mean, they're just.
I don't know.
Small,
I'm not seeing a whole lot of kites anymore. I don't know if that,
maybe they got to
they
them.
Got to them.
But I mean, right? Like they don't go very high. They're very small. There's no possible way they could interfere with like an airplane, really.
I have never heard of a person with a remote control helicopter who has gotten it so high you're actually talking about it being sucked up into a jet engine.
Yeah.
It would seem like it would be unlikely that it would hurt like a small engine plane, you know, just a prop plane. It would seem like it would just get torn to hell. And I can see how it gets caught in a jet engine and we've got problems, right? You know.
Yeah. Well, what about birds? I mean, jet airplanes and...
Oh, don't worry. We'll legislate
planes.
Those birds soon enough.
If they could legislate birds, they would.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, but I mean, like, during the takeoff and landing, they must encounter birds sometimes, and I'm sure there's some way to deal with
it. Well, I think the concern they might have is pretty legit. I mean, ISIS might buy model airplanes and use them. I'm kidding.
I wouldn't doubt for a second.
Well, that certainly is a tactic the U.S. government uses on... people in the Middle East. I don't know about ISIS in particular, but Maybe that is a legit concern.
Well, they just buy them and fly them into the jet engines near airports, I would think would be their biggest thing. But consider that they do have some control over what goes on in an airport, right? Like they tear down houses within a certain distance. You know, I mean,
they eminent domain them sometimes, yeah.
But jets get pretty high pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So if they have some kind of buffer zone around an airport where big jets come and go, it seems like it handles most of the problems.
You would think, yeah. Well, let's hold that thought for just a moment and talk with Brian real quick here in Wyoming. Hey, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Stephanie, Mark, and Brian. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. As far as you guys are talking, I was really calling about something else. But when it comes to the drones, I actually have a client who owns like a RC plane store, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's a terrorist. We don't call him a client anymore. He's a terrorist.
Well, no, but actually he does work with the government for his side job and travels around the country working on drones. And he says it's not really as scary as it seems, but I kind of think so. But anyways, I don't have
the... Well, people always downplay the role government's going to play in regulation, and it creeps. They don't call it mission sprint. It's mission creep, generally. And
it's an
over time,
gradual thing.
Yeah, it's just it's a chilling effect.
Well, it's crazy because, I mean, you can make these... They have these little drones that, I mean, they look like little butterflies or like little bees and stuff. And seriously, and I don't know, you know, you could put some sort of like ricin powder or something inside of one of those and fly them in anywhere undetected.
Well, you know, actually, you bring up kind of an interesting point, and it's interesting because it can't necessarily be disproven that these don't exist, and that is mosquito drones, as they're called.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
Look this stuff up. I mean, and it's literally things the size of a mosquito with a camera on them. You know, and I bring up this case often just because...
Battery power. That seems like that would be my biggest concern.
You
there.
Don't need it for long, though, perhaps, to get what you need. I mean, you know, whatever that happens to be. But, I mean, you can't disprove that these really exist, especially when you can go on Snopes, which that's their whole business, is making sure that these conspiracy theories get knocked out of the water. This is one that doesn't get knocked out of the water. And, you know, when you think about it, like with the NSA and other stuff, I mean, encryption is meaningless when you have a camera that can take a picture of the screen, you know.
Well, and also you have a little drone that can drop like a little bit of a powder somewhere.
Or it could even inject it into you, because if you saw a mosquito biting you, you wouldn't really think twice.
Oh, wow. That would be like horrible, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. So, what did you want to say about drones?
Well, I actually didn't even call in about drones, and now you guys...
Oh, okay.
About what I actually called in about.
Sure.
Oh, no. Okay, here's what I actually called in about. You guys are going off really good on drones. It's the Keene, New Hampshire pumpkin riot that's all over, like... No, seriously, it's on AP, it's on Fox News.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of Fox Radio, you know, like a lot of talk radio, and you guys are on AP, you guys are on Fox News. I assume maybe Ian might even be on like the radio tonight, like defending this. I don't know. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that, so I'll hang up and you guys go ahead.
Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. I was thinking someone might call in about the Keene Pumpkin Fest tonight.
Yeah.
So let's preface this by saying Brian and I are probably the worst people to talk about this because we don't even live in Keene. We just came in today, and this is just for the show, and it was after all the action had already happened. So, Mark, why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, I think this is one of those interesting things about location. People will say, you know, hey, have you ever been to Europe? Or, you know, they'll, if you're talking about something, have you ever been to the Middle East? Well, yes, I have. But really, what is that relevant about my conversation? So I walked around a few Holy Land spots. I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Church of the Nativity. And that doesn't really give me... The fact that I was in those places gives me no validity and no gravitas to talk about Middle Eastern policy. The fact that my money is being spent on it does. About Keene... I know nothing about this riot other than what I've been told by other people.
Right.
Ian was there. He happened to be there when it started with this bottle throwing. He got some footage. He claims that the cops were a block away, acting like they didn't see anything. Ian's in there on a roof taking pictures of these people whipping bottles at each other.
So let's back up just a little bit. Keene is a city in New Hampshire where we're broadcasting from this radio show.
Yep.
And every year they have an event called Pumpkin Fest, which is just a fall celebration. It's become increasingly militarized in past years with the presence
there
of snipers
and again this year.
And a Bearcat attack vehicle. This year, there have some college students started rioting, but it didn't appear to be for a political reason. It was just kind of drunken college students, as I understand it.
Alcohol was involved.
And there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. We'll get back into this. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our name on Skype. And those are, of course, the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines for you.
You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. There, we have BuzzBox Coffee, and it's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, and shade-grown. Shade-grown's really important if you've got sort of that acid refluxy thing. It's also good for the environment. It's good for songbirds, too, by the way, that use that environment. head down there, winter, thinking about those things right now. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, so after you get your free pound of coffee, you can continue to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. But when you do, you're helping us to give microloans through Kiva to people around the world. That's what's really important to us in this partnership, is that we're able to help people. And you can help them, too, with the coffee you drink normally. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. It's not the coffee you drink normally. If you drink coffee normally, upgrade your coffee and help people, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Go get your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Let's go right to the phones. We were kind of talking about Keen Pumpkin Fest and how things got a little bit out of hand over the weekend. But first, Ken is on the line in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Ken. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing wonderful tonight.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
While you were, I just got off work and I turned the radio on. You guys talked about drones. And I just last week I got done watching a documentary on Netflix called Rise of the Drones.
What of the drones?
Rise.
Rise
of the Drones.
Okay.
Kind of a play off of the last Terminator movie, which is Rise of the Machine. I think they didn't say that. That's what I took from it. But it was,
sure.
They went over the evolution of drone technology. They haven't been around very long, but they have gotten pretty scary. I mean, at the end of the documentary, they were going over surveillance drones and the capabilities with the cameras that use the technology that basically is in your cell phone cameras, and how they can record. It's all digital. And I believe they upload it to the cloud, so it's infinite storage, and how they can track whatever they want to track. I mean, if they can slave it to individual cars, people walking, and track them for however length of time, and it's all digital, so they can go back and look at it whenever.
That sounds really scary if it worked perfectly, but... Sometimes I wonder, like, aren't there technical problems? I mean, we know that the NSA wants to store all this metadata on people, but their storage centers are malfunctioning and they lose data regularly. So if there's any comfort in this, maybe it's that these things don't always work perfectly, right? Brian, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was just saying, I mean, if it's something, I mean, like, nationwide, when you're, you know, listening to... recording billions of bits of information, but if you're talking about like an individual city, it seemed to me like it was doable. I mean,
I agree. I think just like if you are, I've said this often, if you are targeted, okay, by the NSA or whatever alphabet soup organization, it's over. Like, your privacy's gone. Okay.
There's nothing you can do.
When it gets to that lower level, I mean, they've got you, you know, be it via drone or whatever. And I agree. It's certainly plausible. En masse, it doesn't seem to work very well, certainly on the surveillance. And as it stands right now, but these technologies do get better. You know, that's certainly true.
Yeah. You know, I remember years ago, there was some, police department in Florida. Mark, do you remember this? There's some police department in Florida that spent all this money on a facial recognition technology where they were looking at people as they were entering a stadium or something
like
that.
It was Ybor City, which is a very popular downtown location in Tampa.
Okay. And, yeah, as I recall, it just didn't work. Like, I mean, obviously, well, it's a very scary concept if it actually does work.
I remember talking about that in... this would have been before 2006 when we moved up here. So my concern is that we're talking about 10 years gone. And in technical time, I'll bet you facial recognition software is caught up.
Certainly Google and Facebook have sort of perfected it, which is kind of freaky. But
I don't know if they've perfected it. What I think that they do is they just assume from your friends who it is that they're looking at, like the relationship of who it is. But yeah, I've had them say, you know, would you like to tag Stephanie Murphy in this picture? I'm like, no, I don't know whether it's my business to do that. I don't know if Stephanie would like that. So like right. That's how I feel when I see it. Like, I'm not giving you any more information, whoever you are.
Well, thank you, Mark. You're a true friend, not just a Facebook friend. Anything else to add, Ken?
The facial recognition stuff kind of reminded me of the movie Minority Report. With Tom Cruise. I don't know if you ever watch that.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, it's right along those lines. I mean, of course, that was science fiction, but, you know, where does...
Well, sometimes it just takes a few decades. Yeah, sometimes it just takes a few decades for 1984 to happen.
Yeah. Ken, thank you for calling in tonight. Appreciate it.
So the riots you're having there at wherever you're at, the pumpkin riots, it reminds me of... the celebration they have up in Ames, Iowa every spring called Misha. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but that recently they've been having so many, the students, the weather gets nice and the students all get drunk, you know, and the cops come out and shut down the party. So you have thousands of students roaming the street causing trouble. So it's kind of, you know.
Wait a second. Your students drink?
Right.
I don't.
Thanks for my call, Ken.
Oh, you ain't gonna lie, Ken. It's okay. We'll still be your friend.
Yeah. So I guess we should finish talking about what happened at the Keene Pumpkin Fest riots. In case you're just joining us, we're broadcasting from Keene, New Hampshire, which has been in the news this weekend because there's an annual festival in Keene called Pumpkin Fest, just a fall celebration. And at this year's Pumpkin Fest, there's a college in Keene, Keene State College, where the students started rioting.
Well, I don't know if it's the students. It was people, young people that were in that general vicinity.
Ah, you're right. Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily townies, but it could be people visiting, because everybody who was quoted in the newspaper was from Massachusetts. Up here in New Hampshire, we call people from Massachusetts massholes. Now, my business partner, Ian, had caught some video of the bottle throwing that began all of this, and some police officers that he claims was about a block away just sort of not doing anything about it. He couldn't tell whether they had noticed it, but it seemed pretty odd that a bunch of kids are throwing bottles a block away and they don't notice it. But what this turned into was this riot. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
fires in the middle of the street. The kids are flipping over cars.
Broken glass. Taking
down there's a lot of broken glass.
And street signs.
Lights. Street signs were coming down like... They're just knocking them down. But they took down a street light. These are not... I mean, at one point, you know those big dumpsters? The ones that you could like drop a motorhome in? Those big giant dumpsters?
Yeah.
We have those for the pumpkins because there's 30,000 pumpkins here for Pumpkin Fest. And they flipped one of those things over. I can't imagine the level of...
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier. From gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733 is the number to call tonight. If you want to get in touch with us, 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, our favorite VPN provider here at Free Talk Live. One more time, 855-450-3733 or on Skype, lrn.fm. Now, we were talking about the riots at the Keene Pumpkin Festival. Just to recap.
This show's being done in Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Just in case you're just joining us, yeah, we're broadcasting from Keene, New Hampshire. There's an annual pumpkin festival, and this year there were riots, and really riotous riots. I mean, we're talking fires in the streets, taking down street lights, and cops with shields and riot gear. Very scary stuff.
Nobody died, from what I understand. There's this rumor that two people or five people died.
Okay.
Now, when you start flipping over those big, giant dumpsters, I'm surprised people didn't die. But as I understood and understand that, you know, God loves drunks and children. And in this case, you know, they did not die. And there's some injuries, but nobody died.
Well, that's fortunate.
Yeah, but, you know, something, if you want to talk about real fortune, is maybe take control.
Fortune follows the prepared.
Fortune follows the prepared. That's it. And if you want to be prepared, if you want to, you know, we were talking about drones and all this business, you know, your privacy getting taken on or getting taken away, I should say. One of the first steps you can do, one of the easiest steps you can do, and one of the most inexpensive steps you can do to get your privacy back and to be prepared is to get a VPN, a virtual private network. And this is software. It goes on your computer, goes on your smartphone, on your tablet. You take your pick, works on practically, you know, any computing device. And you want to install this on there, and you want to get the one from ProXPN. They are the best in the business, in my opinion. And I do. I run a tech show, and I am constantly vetting software and what works best, you know, how it can set you free. Well, this is one of those pieces of software that can really help set you free by controlling or by giving you back your privacy. So you want to get a VPN from ProXPN. They're using OpenVPN. They've got all the right encryption. It's phenomenal. So, but I want you to use the code. If you go to ProXPN.com and you get your hands on this VPN, I want you to use the code FTL50. And that'll get you 50% off an annual account. It's going to end up costing you less than, honestly, a cup of coffee a month. It's amazing. Or if you love Bitcoin, because ProXPN certainly does, use the code FTLBTC and you'll get 62% off of the annual account. So believe me, you want to get, and you want to get the premium account. You want to get one of those because that'll give you unlimited bandwidth, you know, and all the trimmings of accessing servers all around the world because they're a global business and they're doing it right. So go to proxpn.com and get your hands on your privacy once again.
All right. Let's go to Skype and talk to Jared. He's on Skype. Let me bring you on. Hey, Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great tonight. We didn't get caught in the riots. Well, Mark, did you get caught in it?
I didn't even know. If this is the point I was trying to make early on, is that my geographic location to the riots was completely irrelevant. Mm-hmm. My whole life, I went to Pumpkin Fest. We left at about 4 p.m. after, you know, we went to the pumpkin parade with my son and, you know, did some pumpkin-y things.
So the riots didn't happen until after dark? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they started about that time. There was still light when the bottle throwing started, but that was blocks away. I didn't know anything about it. We left. Mm-hmm. And everything was fine.
Got it.
Did the show all during it.
I never knew that about Keene. And growing up in the Northeast my whole life, I never knew that you guys had that giant pumpkin fest, you know.
Started in the early 90s.
Well, yeah, I guess I've just never heard of it. Wow, I'm 20 years behind the times, I guess, when it comes to that. You know, it's funny because I was associated jack-o'-lanterns with my favorite horror movie series, Halloween. And I just always, you know, whenever I see pumpkins, I always think of that. But I don't know if Halloween is popular. The creator of that series was a Muslim, actually. A lot of people don't know that.
That's funny.
But, did not know that.
Yeah, Mustafa Akkad created it. But
you know, a lot of people don't know, too, that actually the Halloween mask on Michael Myers, the character, it's William Shatner. They actually molded it on his face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so every time I watch it, I have to just think it was Star Trek.
And, you know, it's funny because that's actually scary, but you wouldn't when you're told that. It's just like, really? But, no, what I was calling about was I was listening to the podcast on Saturday, and, you know, God, I just love the Saturday shows because you get these Republican callers who call in, and I know they're just blowing a gasket when they listen.
No, they threatened to get taken off of the air in Myrtle Beach.
Well, I understand the sentiment because I used to be a Republican through and through, and, you know,
well,
then I, you know,
I understand that. But wanting to silence people with whom you disagree is not indicative of any particular party. It's simply indicative of people that just can't handle new ideas.
Un-American, Mark.
It is un-American.
Sean Hannity would not be...
Sean Hannity would love it because he's un-American.
But, you know, it's just I sit there listening to it, and I would just like to think of a way to somehow get through to some of these people, and I just don't know how. I mean, it's just... There's a lot of ignorance. Like, I was listening to that guy who said, oh, Hong Kong and Thailand, the same thing. I've been to Hong Kong before, and Hong Kong is way more capitalist than America has pretty much ever been in the past 100 years. They even have a flat tax there that Republicans love to talk about.
Yeah, it's true. It's been that way for a while. In fact, there's that great series that Milton Friedman did in the 80s, Free to Choose. And the first episode, he's doing it from Hong Kong because he's trying to prove his point. You know, this is what economic freedom looks like, and he wasn't in America.
Well, the funny thing is that somehow you believe that you can take the first shot at a new republic. I mean, republics were pretty, especially one the size of the United States, pretty rare there before 1776. Not completely, unheard of, but not that common for 1,000 years prior to the 1780s. But, you know, the idea that the first run at something like this is going to work. Actually, the Constitution's the second run at it. But, you know, we've experienced things in the world. There would be a better way to write a Constitution today than the one that's 230 years old or whatever.
Agreed, but it would be scary of who would write it today.
Indeed, it would.
But when you look at the economic issues, I mean, even just like the flat tax or whatever, you know, Hong Kong has, you know, a lot of problems. They're very minor, but I mean, there's a lot of things about Hong Kong I did not like. But
Jared, get right up on your microphone, please.
Yeah, and what were some of those things you didn't like about Hong Kong?
Well, if you look at what's going on over there, one thing is the way their government is ran. They have the equivalent of a parliament, and China appoints a third of the members of parliament. And I guess now they're trying to appoint the president, and I understand that's a big problem over there. But if you look at the flat tax and how prosperous they are, I mean, just from where we are here today, just by going to that would be a lot better. But it's just so funny how when you try to tell that guy about Hong Kong, he's, no, it's a bunch of, you know, 5-year-old children running around naked and waiting to be raped. It's just like the ignorance out there. It's just frustrating. I always laugh listening to the Saturday shows because it is the Republican night.
I agree with you about Saturday nights, but I don't agree with you about that guy. That guy was purposely misrepresenting what we said. We said Hong Kong and Singapore, and he calls in and says, "Oh, so you want it like Thailand, where they rape little boys? Like, what are you talking about? Are you saying that every slanty-eyed person from Asia is the same?" Bigot calls it and says that.
Well, you know, people might actually want to look into Thailand, because I had a conversation.
Oh, there's some interesting stuff, but it is a very controlled economy.
A lot of expats go there.
But I talked to one of my doctors, and he said that their medical system for medical tourism is very good. So the way the medical system is going here, maybe he may want to look at going into Thailand.
Yeah, we actually had an advertiser, AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, and it made me feel a lot better about this whole Obamacare thing. If things don't work out with the U.S. medical system, you can get over to Thailand and get heart surgery for like $25,000. That's like with the plane ticket.
It's in Tulsa?
No, it's in Oklahoma City.
Oh, the Oklahoma Surgery Center of Oklahoma, I believe. They take Bitcoin for common surgical procedures, and they do it, like, they cut the cost really low because they don't deal with insurance providers and things like
that. At all.
But I guess the question is, before I go, Mark, is how, I mean, Ian isn't tactful, so he just comes out full throttle, and these people want to, like, vomit all over the phone. But you're more tactful, but how can you get across to these people to re-examine their values and maybe come to the same road that I did, where the Republican Party left you?
Thank you, Jared, for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. We'll ask Mark that question here in moments because we are up against the clock. 855-450-FREE, the number here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click their microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body. body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450 free.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website where you can find archives of all the Saturday shows, like a previous caller was mentioning. Those were his favorite. And the way you can get those is just go by looking up at the top of the page where the last 7 nights of archives are posted there for you, or going to archives.freetalklive.com where you'll get archives going back for years. And they're all there for you for free. So feel free to grab them, listen to them, share them with your friends. 855-450-FREE is the number here on Free Talk Live, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind tonight.
Yeah, so Jared called in the final last segment and asked me, how does one go about convincing people of the ideas of liberty? Now, this is
specifically, I think he was talking about Republicans.
Republicans. See, he hangs out with the Republican sorts, and so those are the people he's interested in. And I get it. I am a Republican, certainly formerly a believer in the conservative ideas. I am not a believer in conservative ideals at this point, but I think that I'm probably capable of speaking to people who believe those pretty well. First off, when you ask that question, what you're asking is, what magic spell do I cast on other people to get them to think like I want them to think? And the answer is, there's none. The closest thing to magic
enough
that we have on planet Earth is, sort of using your voice to convince people of things. Like a charismatic person speaking to somebody in a way, trying to get on their level, speak to them about something they're concerned with, that has said practice in this particular area, is going to be the most effective thing you're going to find. So if you're talking to somebody about, say, immigration, like we were last night, well, if I was speaking to somebody sort of one-on-one, when people call in and they name call and say, you children don't know nothing about nothing, you're going to get, you mess with the bull, you're going to find the horns. But in the case of just, you know, talking to somebody about things like immigration, I probably would say something like, look, we're clear that immigration's good for the country, right? And they're going to be like, I like immigration. It's just illegal immigration that bothers me. I'm like, well, you do now understand that we're talking about the government here, an organization that you consider to be inefficient and, you know, to be a bad, make poor decisions when it comes to people's lives in many, many ways. Why do you think they're good at, do you really think they're good at choosing who's going to come in the country and who's not? Yeah, but, well, wait, I'm leading you down the primrose path. So smell some primrose here for a second, because it's important. And then you sort of take them down the path and you say, look, the government doesn't know how many people should be here. Really the problem in this country, and Milton Friedman, I think, is quoted as saying that a free country loves immigration. It's once you have socialism that you're scared of anybody who's going to go on welfare. That, and they'll say, yeah, because really people's problem is people coming here and just getting a bunch of free stuff.
Well, unless their problem is actually racism and they just don't want to say it.
Well, let's parse those people out, because there's, you know, there may be 10-15% of the population. Let's find them. Let's make sure that that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, sure.
And with those people, you can say, you know, that New Mexico's constitution's written in both Spanish and English. You're aware of that. Like, you know, we drew a line around these people and called them Americans. So
exactly.
Try to be as convincing as you can, I guess, and bring up points that speak to them in a way that's important to them.
All right. Solid words from Mark. Let's go back to the phones. Here we have someone I was hoping would call in. It's Isaac in San Diego. And is this Isaac Yonemoto?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Isaac. Welcome to Free Talk Live. I said I was hoping
that
you'd call in.
Hi, how are you doing? Great to finally meet you, I guess, in voice.
Yeah, very nice to meet you, too. Now, I just want to clarify for the listeners. Isaac and I have been going back and forth by email. He's actually a scientist, and he's doing a project that's related to open source science, basically creating cancer drugs that are not patented and are not bound by the
awesome
science industrial complex. So Isaac,
right.
I'm curious to hear more about that, if you tell us about it.
Well, so part of the reason why that I kind of got interested in this is you know, and this has actually fortuitously come into the public eye recently, because a couple of weeks ago there was 60 Minutes, I guess, what did they call them, like a TV magazine episode.
Bit.
About a 60 Minutes bit about the high cost of cancer drugs. And it's like, you know, $100,000 per year in some cases.
Yeah, it's
and,
hugely,
you know,
expensive.
Right. And, you know, to a certain degree, the patient doesn't feel a little bit of that, a lot of that, because they have a 20% copay, and there's all sorts of finagling that happens between the insurance companies that's shielded from the patient. So,
but
you know,
20% of $100,000 is still pretty expensive.
$20,000, yeah. Right, exactly. And it's the last thing you want to worry about when you're sick, you know. And you know, so the 60 Minutes article came out and took it from, well, there's corruption in the system, which is almost certainly true. But I mean, to me, as sort of a more free market person, one of the things that struck me was that part of the problem is that there is no downward pressure on the price of pharmaceuticals to begin with.
Indeed.
In fact, and a lot of people believe that the high cost comes from all this research and development that goes into them. And, well, that is true. A lot of the cost is just because they're protected by patents.
Right. And indeed, I mean, if you look at the numbers, big pharma companies spend about as much on R&D as they do on advertisement. And,
yes,
you know, they're not hurting. They're making, on average, if you look at sort of a sector index browser, big pharma is basically making about 20% margin, which is more than, you know, your sort of generally succeeding companies tends to be making around 6-7% margins, with a few exceptions. And you know, I mean, there are certainly some wildly profitable companies out there like Netflix or whatever. But you know, generally speaking, a company should expect to make 6 or 7 to be healthy. You know, by comparison, the oft like vilified insurance companies are only pulling about 3-4% margins. And you know, coming from my perspective, what I see there is, you know, by and large, companies don't tend to be like deliberately acting immoral and unethically. And we do see that happening in insurance companies. And I think the reason why is not because they're greedy, but because they're on the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So tell me about your project. What are you doing to sort of address this problem?
Right. So I sort of fortuitously wound up working on a project that, well, unfortunately got abandoned by my previous boss. I was a scientist at the University of Maryland. And we were working on an anti-cancer drug. And then just as I was leaving, we were submitting it for some tests, which came up very promising. And then a few months later, my boss quit. She had just gotten tenure, and she left the university. And
why would somebody leave when they just got tenure?
Well, so the University of Maryland is not a particularly well-run, does not have a particularly well-run biochemistry department. I can't speak to what her sentiments were, but my suspicion is that she was getting increasingly frustrated with it. And she got a better job offer, you know, so.
Okay, good.
So
I guess that's the answer, right?
Okay, so you basically picked up the project?
Right, exactly. And so I launched a nonprofit to in part, pick up that project.
Cool.
In the big picture, I'm also interested in exploring, you know, how do we get science away from, you know, as you said, the research industrial complex? Like how can we free medical research away from the NIH? How can we free, you know, energy research away from the Department of Energy? They don't necessarily have to be industrially sponsored. They could be charitably sponsored or some combination. And just how do we get that from the underneath, like the science government funding, which is incredible.
Or crowdfunding, which is, I know, something that you're exploring. And just if you're out there listening, consider for a moment that science in this country, whether you're talking about academic research or even companies, drug companies or biomedical science companies, they get grants from the government, and that really skews their incentives. I mean, when you see breast cancer researchers asking the Department of Defense for grants, you know something is wrong. And
if you consider that you can cut out advertising, you can cut out you know, all the lawyers that do the intellectual property stuff with your open source drugs. Then you can cut out a lot of the problems, and basically you just have scientists creating drugs. If you could do a Kickstarter for this, hey, we really think we've got something for a longevity drug or a cancer drug or something like that, then you can find out what the market's really interested in. I mean, the Kickstarters for solar bikes are crazy
or
whatever.
Potato salad.
Yeah.
And Isaac, I know that's what you're doing, so, and we're short on time, but please tell me where people can find you online and read more about what your project is.
Oh, sure. My project online is Pledge, that's PLEDGE.com. IndySci.org.
Pledge.IndySci.org. Isaac, thank you so much for calling in, and
it's
good luck.
It's sci like science.
Yeah, wishing you great luck with this project. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up, 855, 450 free here on the Sunday show.
Hi, Chuck Woldery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When a loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.